Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you folks for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Wild Bill Polonok about how the energy industry is helping out the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And we talk with Randy Christman about a new Senex pipeline. Randy Christman, the North Dakota Public Service Chairman, he talks about the new Senex pipeline and gives us some timelines on the construction and operation. Chris Boswell, President and CEO of EcoStim. And Tom Williams, Vice President of Permitting for Meridian Energy Group, to give us an update on the water and air quality permits for the very first greenfield refinery in the United States in the last 50 years, the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Watch it shine so bright.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
From a butcher's perspective, it's a hell of a trade, 'cause human up all night, polishing the blade of your homemade knife.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes.
Get your load on the road.
Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Wild Bill Polonok with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Bill Polonok, North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. I was talking with Meridian Energy Group the other day, one of your sponsors, and they mentioned you guys have an induction ceremony coming up, so I thought we'd give Wild Bill a call out there in Western North Dakota and find out what is going on with the North Dakota Hall of Fame. So let's get some of the details out of the way, Bill.
All righty. It's scheduled for June 23rd and 24th in Medora. On the 23rd, we've got an induction dinner. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's on the patio of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Tickets are required for that event and that event only. And we've got 8-time world champion cowboy Larry Mahan is our featured speaker. He's going to be a guest, and he'll be mingling with the crowd. And you can get a photograph taken with Larry. He's quite a legend in the sport of professional rodeo, and quite passionate about preserving the legacy, the history, the culture, if you will, of Western North Dakota. And he's going to be there, and we're looking forward to it. And then on Saturday up at Jaden Terrace, that's where the inductions will take place, and Larry will be on hand there as well. And we're greatly looking forward to it. It's basically the signature event for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people and having a lot of fun. And it's a very special time, and it's all taking place in Medora, North Dakota. That's June 23rd and 24th. We've got more information on that, and you can also purchase tickets for the induction dinner and on our website, NorthDakotaCowboy.com.
You mentioned Medora. Is that the home office? Is there a museum for the Cowboys? Talk to me about just North Dakota and Cowboys in general. I mean, you guys have the Hall of Fame out there, but is there other North Dakota-type things that feed off it or play together?
Well, it's all about North Dakota, and yes, we've got the Hall of Honorees. We've got a beautiful facility with a lot of great displays depicting the history of ranching and Native Americans, and of course all the rodeo legends that have come from North Dakota, including the Six Pack and Brad Germanson and Wayne Herman. Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. We've got a gift shop there, and it's a beautiful place. You got to come down and check it out in Medora. And gosh, there's a lot of great things in Medora that honor the lifestyle of the North Dakota cowboy, the ranchers, the Native Americans, and things. And we've got it all for you right there at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
In the past, do you guys get a pretty good attendance for this? How far do people come from for an induction ceremony like this?
Well, when we say North Dakota, that's a term we don't take lightly. It's from all four corners of the state of North Dakota. We have events in Fargo and Minot. And last week we were in White Earth, North Dakota. They had their 60th anniversary of the White Earth Valley Rodeo. And the organization that puts that event on and has for the last 60 years, the White Earth Valley Saddle Club, they are one of the inductees in 2017. So we stay North Dakota. Like I said, we cover it from all four corners of the state.
Well, Bill Polonuk on the line with us, North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. They have a induction ceremony coming out next week. Was it June 23rd? What are the details again?
June 23rd and June 24th. The 23rd, we have our induction dinner on the patio. That starts at 5 o'clock. Tickets are required for that particular event, available at NorthDakotaCowboy.com. And then the induction ceremonies themselves take place at 1 p.m. on June 24th at Jayden Terrace. That's up where they have the Pitchfork Fondue and right up there at the entrance to the Medora Musical. And very easy to find, and it'll be a great day. It'll be a great weekend.
How about a state of rodeo? I know that cowboys don't necessarily all become rodeo people and vice versa, I guess. I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's a difference between the two. But do you have a state of rodeo in terms of, you know, you're out in western North Dakota. There's a lot more rodeos out there than, say, there is on the eastern side. There's some, but western North Dakota is known for rodeos. How about a state of North Dakota and even some of the surrounding industries? You qualified to give an opinion on that?
People generally hear more about the rodeo athletes since they're, you know, it's a sport and it's in the news and they have a fan base and things, and so you hear about that. But the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame also honors ranchers, and we talk about modern era ranching and also pre-1940s. Ranching.
To listen to the full-length interview with Wild Bill Polonuk with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Watch it shine so bright.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.